Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah Gimel introduces us to the Chagigas Arba Asar, a Karban Chagiga, an additional Karban that is brought along with the Karban Pesach under certain circumstances. Because there is a mitzvah with the Karban Pesach, in fact, the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach is to eat it al hasova. It is to be eaten to fill you up. And of course, as we know, because the Karban Pesach is brought, is a sheep or a goat under 1 year old, it's a small animal. And so if you have many people who are part of your Seder, who are part of the Chabura, the group that came together for this Karban Pesach, everyone is going to get just the kezayis, because the kezayis is the minimum amount that everybody has to eat. But there isn't going to be more, because there's a lot of people and it's a very small animal. And more meat is required in order for people to be eating the Karban Pesach al hasova. And therefore, you bring a Karban Chagiga along with the Karban Pesach, and the Karban Chagiga would be eaten first. And so everybody would eat enough Karban Chagiga to be not entirely full. She's still a little bit hungry. And then they would finish with the Karban Pesach to fill them up. And that way, the Karban Pesach will be eaten al hasova. And so Mishnah Gimel tells us, Emasa mevi chagigimo. So when does a person bring this Karban Chagiga? When did they bring this Karban Chagiga along with the Karban Pesach? There are three conditions. First of all, Bizman Shu Babachol. It has to be brought only when Erev Pesach is a weekday. Right? Because, as we said, Chagiga is not an absolute obligation. It's only something we use in order to allow us to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach al Hasova. And so, therefore, since it's not an obligation, there is no requirement to bring it bimoado, and it's not Docha Shabbos. And so it's only brought if Erev Pesach is a weekday. Also, b'tahara. It has to be brought when everybody is tahor. Now, we will see that the Karban Pesach is also actually brought even if Rov HaTzibor is Tameh. If most of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, even though Karbanos are generally not brought Bitumah, only B'tahara, the Karban Pesach is brought Bitumah if Rov HaTzibor is Tameh. If everybody is Tameh, the Karban Pesach could still be brought. But the Karban Chagiga is not Docha Tumah, as it were. And it is not brought Bitumah, and therefore it is only brought when everybody is Tohar. And the third condition is Uvimuat, when it's very little meat relative to the number of people, as we said. It's brought because it's needed when there's not a lot of meat relative to the number of people, and we need to make sure that everybody's eating Karban Pesach al Sova. However, Ubizman Shu Ba B'Shabbos, however, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and the Karban Pesach is being shechted on Shabbos, B'merube, or if there is a lot of meat relative to the number of people signed up for the Karban, Ubetuma, or if it is Karban Pesach Haba Betuma, that Rov HaTzibor is Tameh, then ein mevini mo chagiga. Then we don't bring a Karban Chagiga along with it, because it's not Tocha Shabbos, or because it's not necessary, we don't bring unnecessary Karbanos, especially on a day that things are very hectic in the Beis Hamikdash, or because it's not Tocha Tuma, and therefore we'd be making a Karban Tameh by bringing it into contact with the Karban Pesach and the people who are Tameh. And therefore, ein mevini wa chagiga, under these circumstances, we don't bring the Karban Chagiga.